السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, just to elaborate about and follow up with the message before, something came in my heart. What Allah wants from me? Remember verse 20, chapter al-Furqan, verse 20, chapter al-Furqan. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, we are a fitna to each other, and Allah tell us to be patient. Patient for what? Patient with him, patient for him, patient with each other for sabilillah. This is easy to say. Let me take you to verse 22, chapter An-Nur, chapter An-Nur, verse 22. And chapter An-Nur, verse 22, it come after a story when a man spread rumor against Aisha radiallahu anha, and he spread rumor she committing a major sins. And who's Aisha? The daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq. And who's Abu Bakr Siddiq? The most beloved supporter of the message of Allah and beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Siddiq al-Ummah. Who gave him this title? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, he heard later on who spread the rumor. It was a man, poor man, he supposed to support him all the time. And according to some report, he's a relative or close by or from the tribe. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu get upset, and he decided he will not support him anymore. I forget how much time Jibreel alayhi salam came with verse 22. And verse 22, when you read it carefully and you study the reason of revelation, when you study the reason of revelation and the complete story about that, about this verse especially, you will find out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give a message, and this Rasulullah some give it to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. For those who believe, support each other. Support each other. From the poor, from immigrant, and the supporter. The another part of the verse, burden, delete, erase, and forgive each other. Do you love Allah to forgive you? This came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When he heard it, he started screaming, was crying. And he said, Wallahi, I forgive him. Wallahi, I forgive him. Wallahi, I forgive him. And I will not stop my monthly support for him until I die and after death. And he did. He want Allah to forgive his sins. Not that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do you love Allah to forgive your sins? Do you love Allah to forgive your sins? What is my message, my brother and sister in Islam? This is a man who commit a major disaster against the beloved daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us take revenge? Label him, call him whatever. This is a man spread rumor about a major sins, and it was a lie. Imagine, is what not true? Meaning it's the opposite, higher. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not want to do that. Even if you see a person committing major sins, you have no right to spread it. You have no right to spread it. And otherwise you committing more sins than the person who committing the sin. Go study Islam. Now, look at us today and the condition of the Ummah. We are ready to break our relationship. We are ready to sleep in every night with something against each other heart. We are ready to talk rumor and talk bad about each other. We are ready to betray the amana between us and Allah and the believer. We are ready to disgrace ourselves. Because I call it disgrace. Because when you do that, you're disgracing yourself. You're denying yourself one of the highest level to Allah forgive you and erase. عفو عن مغفرة. And look at the verb Allah used. Do you have تحبونه? Do you love Allah to forgive you and erase your sins? Do you love? سبحان الله العظيم. سبحان الله العظيم, my brother and sister in Islam. And today, may Allah forgive me for our ego and our arrogance and our sick heart. We're ready to point finger of our mistake, a word. How dare you talk to me like that? How dare you talk to me this way? How dare you say to me this? Imagine. And we're ready to carry dirt, spread dirt by our tongue and our heart. And after that, causing division, mischief, and a lot of nonsense. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we too far from this state. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advise Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu to forgive the man who support him and the one who spread mischief against him, what about me and you? Are we doing that? If you listen to my previous message, I see it today. I see it today how many Muslim groups end up by fighting each other, killing each other. But where it started? It started exactly like us. It started with small mistakes between each other, conflict about different understanding of fiqh. It lead us to have enemy against each other. After that, the shaitan elevated. After that, Allah, shaitan elevated to give the right to different group to kill another group. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us, whoever kill a Muslim, his place in Jahannam, in hellfire. And you remember the incidents of one companion killing somebody in a time of war. And Rasulullah, he said, you kill him. He said, Ya Rasulullah, he just said La ilaha illallah to protect himself. He said, did you check his heart? A non-Muslim in a battlefield, he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and some companion kill him. Rasulullah said to the person who killed him, you are a killer and you kill your own brother. A person said one time, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Today, we're ready to slaughter each other. And I embrace Islam, I make salah, I believe in Allah, but I made mistakes. Just to make a mistake, verbally or by any mean, we're ready to slaughter each other. Or because a different opinion, different understanding. We too far from the understanding of Islam. And we give each other the right to be verdict and be a judge against each other. Even if you do that, okay, you have to do it with the truth. Go study and ask yourself, is me following Allah wa Rasuluh or follow my nafs and my ego and my arrogance? Is me try to be having a clean heart and be good to each other and generating unity? Or we try to bickering like a children over small things just to destroy our relationship? Subhanallah al-Azim. All I can tell you, my dear brother and sister in Islam, if our relationship is really strong, is real, and I'm a real mu'min, it will never reach this level. No way. No way. No way. May Allah save us from the evil of ourselves. May Allah allow us to be a true believer and follow the real sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we are in the end of time and mischief will increase, division will increase, follow the nas will increase, and before you know it, we will be ready to kill each other. May Allah save us to be among those. I just convey a message. Allahumma inni ballagd, Allahumma fashhad. O Allah, I am responsible about this message. O Allah, bear witness, is I'm trying. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.